Blog Talk Radio. very far over many lands and seas. He was very shy, and there was so much sadness in his eyes. But very wise, so wise was he. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is to love and be loved in return.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic and all that. He just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see?
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to
voice and sing. Till I did heavenly ring with the harbor.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877 972-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
When were you
tired, stressed out, or...
Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of... Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our home ownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier.
I'm having a little technical difficulties here, it seems that everything's jumping on. What's going on, everybody? 347-838-9825. This is Jim Neat's Underground Radio Network. What it do and how you do today?
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall and then the...
Came in too late. What's up with LL, everybody? As debuted here last night on the Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network, Brad Paisley and LL Cool J, Accidental Racist, was played, and the Twitter world blew up. I got a lot of your responses I'm going to play, and I'm going to play a lot of comments that was said all across the media this morning. You see, the Underground Radio, we be up on it, though. We be up on it, though. So let's kick it off like this. Still ain't working. Okay, I'm having a little slow time with my guess, my music. Everything is like, I have no idea. Here we go.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, as I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing up a raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying no more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
To keep my dream alive, I searched the whole
behind you, watch a lover unfurl. I need love.
So on Twitter, I just saw the term accidental racist trending. I thought to myself, how the fuck are you accidentally racist? This must be some leftist trend about some politically incorrect Republican. Turns out it's about this country song by Brad Paisley featuring LL Cool J, of all fucking people. Now, country and hip-hop have a lot in common, I think, anyway. You know, people bitching and complaining about how hard their lives are in a rhythmic manner, and I actually enjoy both genres, hard as some people might find that to believe, and I have seen some mixing of genres work out rather well in some cases, mostly with rap and rock. Jay-Z and Linkin Park come to mind. Onyx and Biohazard is another great example. I also think it was a noble effort to address the issue. If you're not familiar with the song, I encourage you to check it out. Just search Accidental Racist on YouTube and you'll find it. But here's a brief summary of the plot. Brad Paisley is apologizing to this black dude who served him at Starbucks because he had a Confederate flag on his shirt. He goes on to apologize for slavery and all the other things that white guilt stems from. Then LL Cool J chimes in, and political incorrectness and shot value aside, I really just like to point out that the rhythm didn't even work. It's like LL Cool J had recorded his part on a tape recorder and Brad Paisley did his best to play guitar around it and failed miserably. It was fucking ridiculous. If you don't judge my Jurek, I won't judge your red flag. If you don't judge my gold chain, I'll forget about the iron chains. It was sickening. I had douche chills from this. LL Cool J goes on to thank Abraham Lincoln for freeing him, as if the Civil War had anything to do with slavery, or as if LL Cool J had to be freed therefrom. And this Southern rebel just goes along with it as if he never heard the true story. Please, country music and hip-hop music, despite their similarities, just don't seem to go together. And if there was ever any hope of that going together, this song just fucking murdered it. Fuck your white guilt, Brad Paisley. Fuck your dumbass flag. And all the ones the kids in public schools will salute today. Government is slavery. I don't care what flag you wear. I'm offended by all oppression, whether it lets you own me or them own us. People are not property, and all governments claim ownership over their citizenry. And LL Cool J, you think Lincoln freed you? No. He just made your slavery much more productive and enjoyable. I know you're writing huge checks to the IRS and that the IRS is using that money to murder people overseas. You think you're free? You're not. And neither am I. And not you, nor I, nor any of our ancestors were ever free. Freedom is the future. There is no record of it in recorded history. So Brad and LL, you guys want to make a song about bridging the gap between races? How about making a song where all men are actually created equal? A song where no man has the legal authority to steal from another man just because he calls it taxation? How about making a song where people are actually free and not subject to the whims of some group of men hundreds of miles away who use violence to impose their will? In short, how about you make a song about anarchy?
Now, that was a little message I got left on my voicemail yesterday. And, you know, I have some strange listeners. I ain't tripping on them, but I feel you on that. Temple looking for you, Ebony. Give him a call. I'll give me a line. Let me go in there and play the song for y'all. Well, got my man all ranting. This is
Thank you. looks down on me. I hope you understand. When I put on that t-shirt, the only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinnerd fan. The red flag on my chest somehow is like the elephant in the corner of the south. And I just walked him right in the room. Just a proud rebel son with an old can of worms, looking like I got a lot to learn. But from my point of view, I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland, trying to understand what it's like now. But not everything we've done, and it ain't like you and me can rewrite history. Our generation didn't start this nation. We're still picking up the pieces, walking on eggshells, fighting over yesterday, and caught between fixed the buildings, dried some tears. We're still sifting through the rubble after 150 years. I try to put myself in your shoes, and that's a good place to begin. It ain't like I can walk a mile in someone else's skin, 'cause I'm a white man living in the South. Just like you, I'm more than what you see. I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done. And it ain't like you and me can rewrite history. Our generation didn't start in the nation. We're still paying for the mistakes that a bunch of folks made long before we came, and caught somewhere between Southern pride and Southern blame.
Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air. But I see that red flag and I think you wish I wasn't here.
Oh,
if you don't judge my new rag, I won't judge your red flag.
Dixon needs some fixing. I hope you understand what this is all about.
Quite frankly, I'm a black Yankee, but I've been thinking about this lately.
I'm a son of the new South.
The past is the past, you feel me?
And I just want to make things right.
Let bygones be bygones.
All that's left. Southern pride.
R.I.P. Robert E. Lee.
shit is real. Yo, shit, that's the truth. Now, let's see what Brad Paisley was talking about Ellen, about the song.
And I want to give you a chance to explain, because it is all over the news today. It's the topic of Twitter. There's a track on here that I don't think people understand what's going on. So let's explain to everybody. There's a song called Accidental Racist. So
right.
Tell people what is going on.
Well, I did a duet with LL Cool J, who is who's become one of my best friends in the world. And it sort of deals with something. I don't know if any of you have noticed, but there's some racial tension here and there. And,
uh-huh.
And it kind of deals with that. And I felt like when we were writing the song, it wasn't necessarily up to the media or, well, I don't really trust sort of, I guess, Hollywood or the...
I represent Hollywood.
Yes, she does. She runs it. Or sort of talk radio or anything like that to sort of deal with that anymore. I think it's music's turn to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm. And so, but you're basically saying...
I don't know. It's kind of, we're sort of asking the question of as a proud Southerner and he is a... As a black New Yorker, it's sort of like, one of my favorite lines of the song is he says, I think the relationship between the Mason-Dixon needs some fixing.
Mm-hmm.
And leave it to a rapper to put it so simply and so beautifully.
That's great. Yeah. All right. Well, so for those of you who are talking about this, I guess you'll listen to it and you'll make up your own mind.
Yeah, make your own mind up. Yeah. That's fine. You can throw things at me. I'm all right.
All right. No, we don't want to do that. The name of the CD is Wheelhouse, and everyone in the audience is getting a copy. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The Mason-Dixon needs a fixin'. Let's see what LL Cool J got to say about it. And then I'm going to see what everybody else has to say about it. Then we're going to see what you all have to say about it. 347-838-9825. This is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network.
Exclusive interview with two titans of entertainment, Brad Paisley and LL Cool J. Their new song, Accidental Racist, raising a lot of eyebrows right now. This is their only interview together, speaking out about their message and what they intended. ABC's Paula Ferris is here with the latest. Good morning to you, Paula.
Good morning. They were just trying to open up a very sensitive conversation. During our interview, you can immediately tell two things. Brad and LL Cool J appear to be legitimate friends. The other is that both men take the message of this song very seriously. But critics will say that message has been lost in translation. The new song may be called Accidental Racist.
I'm the day white man coming to you from the Southland.
But in an exclusive interview with ABC News, the two stars who sing it say the national debate is sparking with every bit intentional.
Ain't like I can walk a mile.
I'm not really sure we were going to find any answers, but it was the idea that we would ask the question.
Martin Luther King had a very interesting quote. He said, darkness doesn't drive out darkness, only light can. Hate doesn't drive out hate, only love can.
Right.
So what we're talking about on this song is forgiveness and compassion.
In the song, Paisley and LL Cool J play the parts of a white Southerner and a black barista overcoming prejudice and having a back and forth about everything from fashion to slavery.
I'm not advising anyone to truly forget slavery, but what I am saying is forget the slavery mentality, forget the bitterness. Don't get bitter, get better.
After the song hit YouTube Monday, a flurry of headlines dubbed the song everything from a bad idea and horrible to simply misguided.
I got a call from this guy saying, "You have you seen anything?" I said, "No, what are you talking about?"
You might want to look at Twitter.
I was like, "No, I don't want to look at Twitter. I don't want to look at it."
Critics singling out lines like LL Cool J's offering to let bygones be bygones, and Paisley's saying white Americans are still paying for mistakes that a bunch of folks made before we came.
Some people take exception to some of the lyrics. I respect that. I'm sensitive to that.
Sure. But in the end, I felt like what we had on tape was something that people needed to hear.
In terms of symbols, sometimes I put a skull and crossbones on. And, you know, my wife would get upset with me.
But, you know, I'm not a pirate. You know what I'm saying? So if my man got a Confederate flag on, I'm not going to... That don't mean he's a Confederate soldier.
Both stars say that despite the backlash, they are proud of the song and the discussion it is creating.
And let's not be victims of things that happened so long ago.
Right.
Anymore.
But, and at the same time, let's respect it. But then after we respect it, let's also open our hearts up so that we can move forward.
Fascinating conversation there. Now, Brad Paisley's new album was released Tuesday. All the talk has not hurt sales. He says the song is, quote, not a stunt. And you can expect to hear yet another collaboration between this duo on LL Cool J's album out later this month. And we're told this is about something a little less controversial, you guys. Lara, love.
Oh, all right. Thank you so much, Paula. And we...
LLLLL. LL. Drop Squad. This is Tory got to say about it in the MSNBC.
Way. You know, taking a whiff at race relations, I can appreciate the attempt. I really can. And these are two guys that I find very likable. Brad Paisley is not some lunatic. He's performed for the Obamas at the White House twice.
Sure.
He wrote a song celebrating Obama upon
his,
you know. Right. So I like these guys. I like the effort.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. No, I'm not giving out any good grades for the effort.
It's a bad song.
It's a horrible song. And moving aside from the aesthetics, which,
okay,
you know, somebody may like the sound of it. I hate it. But the message is extraordinarily problematic. Okay, Brad Paisley cannot say, well, I'm wearing this Confederate flag shirt, but ignore the dominant meaning behind the Confederate flag. And we're talking about slavery and the Confederacy and being a separate nation, all those, and white supremacy. Ignore that. I'm just talking about Skinnerd, man. No, you can't just reappropriate the symbol as you wish. If you wear that out in public, as LL says in his verse, you're going to make me uncomfortable. You have First Amendment right to wear it, but you are going to make me specifically very uncomfortable. And I'm wondering, how deep is your nostalgia for this previous time go? And it'd be very easy for me to spend the rest of my time beating up on Brad Paisley's show of white guilt, but I don't want to do that. Straw man, I want to talk to LL, who I am extraordinarily disappointed in. His verse is fine, right? When he talks about, you know, that he feels that he's a new Django dealing with invisible white hoods, that's actually a solid line, right? I feel that, like, we don't always know where the racism is coming from. But then he says, if you forgive my gold chains, I'll get the iron chain.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
brilliant.
Completely
wow.
False choice.
Brilliant.
If you don't judge me because I'm wearing a chain, I'll forget about slavery, which continues to have an impact on this country, the racial disparity, the income inequality, the incarceration trends. No, I'm not going to forget. And I don't want to talk about it every day and make an excuse, because it's not an excuse. It's a reason why things are the way they are. But I'm not going to forget it. Like, right. What are you talking
about?
Well,
and see that LL Cool J was saying on GMA today, forget the slavery, I'm quoting, forget the slavery mentality, forget the bitterness, don't get bitter, get better.
My God, LL Cool J took a forget the slavery mentality?
Just,
what are you talking
that.
About?
Yeah, look,
Mama should knock you out.
Yes, I was totally savage on MSNBC. He said, Mama should knock you out, LL. It is embarrassing, L. It is embarrassing. Let me see what my girl Wendy Williams had to say about it on the Wendy Show today.
This week, country singer Brad Paisley and rapper actor LL Cool J released a controversial new song. It's called Accidental Racist. Have you guys heard the song?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody's talking about this song. The song is about Paisley's struggle to show his Southern pride, including displaying a Confederate flag without seeming racist. And LL provides the black perspective with lyrics like, I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate, and clear the air, but I see that red flag, and I think you wish I wasn't there. So let's talk about it. We'll start with you, John.
Well, I really want to say something positive about this song because it's clearly well-intentioned.
Uh-huh.
Brad Paisley's not a racist. So I guess the best thing I can say is that this song has managed to unite hip-hop fans and country fans in hate. And, and that Wendy, hasn't happened since the Macarena. So that's really significant. But the problem is that you can't really wear the Confederate flag and not be racist. It's a symbol of quitting America to start your own country because you want to keep people as pets.
Yeah.
That's what it's a symbol of.
Yeah.
And so you can have all the goodness in your heart, but you don't wear a swastika when you go to Tel Aviv.
Or when you're walking down the street. Like,
exactly.
Who does that?
Tammy? I'm a little surprised at LL, because I wouldn't have expected him to participate in a song of this caliber, especially with lyrics like, as long as I wear my do-rag, you can rock your flag. Completely different territory.
Totally different territory. Well, the black community is upset because LL said, if you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag. If you forget my gold chains, I'll forget the iron ones.
Slavery and jewelry, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I love me some LL Cool J. I absolutely love him, right? I need some gold. But this song reminds me of when you get a gift on Christmas, and it's a horrible gift,
yeah.
But you really appreciate the thought. It's like, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
I appreciate the thought here. But I just think it's funny that Brad Paisley chose LL Cool J to do a song Accidental Racist with. I would have picked a much smaller, meeker man to do it with, like Nick Cannon, because if you don't want to make LL Cool J mad.
it's also... Yeah, the thing
that's
that,
what I'm saying.
The thing that we're also overlooking is it kind of turns into an unintentionally gay anthem, because it's kind of an accidental gay song. LL sings, raps, you should try to get to know me, I really wish you would. We're breaking down a lot of barriers in this
song. LL.
But you know what? Willie Nelson and Snoop Dogg did a duet last year. It was such a great song, and that was just about an old white guy and a guy from South Central partying the way they like to party. It's called Roll Me Up and Smoke Me When I Die.
But here's the thing. Racism, the conversation can continue all you want. Racism is still alive and well.
Yes.
Just because slavery is over, racism happens every single day. Try walking in my skin for a moment. It happens all the time. And also, oh my gosh, I just had a brain fart. That's, you know, when you forget your thought.
Well, right, I mean,
and also, the flag, nobody should wear the flag. But if you're going to wear the flag, you're going to be judged. And everybody judges everybody. I judge you, you judge me, we judge one another. It's what we do.
You know, there's so many great things about the South. Most folks down South don't wear this flag. They get it.
Yes.
There's so many great things to be proud of in Southern heritage. I mean, sing Lynyrd Skynyrd. It's a better song than Dixie.
Yeah.
Those 4 years don't define the South.
But that flag, that smacks of racism to me. Like, if you were to pull up next to me in the grocery store, I'd be like, oh God.
And that's the problem with the song is that it shouldn't be called accidental racist. It should be called well-intentioned but totally ignorant unintentional racist.
Okay, let's move on to our new topic. Last week, a federal judge ordered the FDA to make the morning after pill available without a prescription to any girl of reproductive age.
I didn't want to go on off into that little spot. I just want to highlight that version of I just had a brain fart. No, I just want to highlight that version of what Wendy was talking about, and it's how LL is needs to chill out, man. It's embarrassing, LL. You're embarrassing everybody. Let me see. This is this morning. CBS. Morning News. What's her girl name? Jamea, who's be Oprah friend. What's her name?
Gail King.
Okay. Gail King. Jamea, I thought I'm plugged right there. Are you unplugged right there? See, put your plug. I'm blacklisted. Yeah. No, I know. Okay. Here we go. This is what they had to say about this morning. This is Gail King.
Good morning.
Well, it certainly opened up the conversation. So many people are uncomfortable talking about race. They at least have us talking about what's the controversy specifically.
The controversy is that people think this song has taken a complicated subject and treated it in an after-school special kind of.
With us now, Joe Levy, the editor of Billboard magazine. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
Well, it certainly opened up the conversation. So many people are uncomfortable talking about race. They at least have us talking about what's the controversy specifically.
The controversy is that people think this song has taken a complicated subject and treated it in an after-school special kind of way, and they have a point there. But this is an important dialogue that Brad Paisley means to open. Race is not something people want to talk about in America, and particularly not in country music. And Paisley means this is a challenge to his audience.
So you're saying he has good intentions, but he may not have done it perfectly.
I don't think this song is perfect. I think Brad Paisley is a great songwriter and a great guitarist. I don't think this is the best song he's ever done or the best song on this record, but I think it's an important song. He meant it to be, and he knew what he was doing.
Well, I know some people say, listen, when you talk about the Confederate flag, a lot of people I know start twitching. And they said it's hard to compare the Confederate flag to a do-rag. The two really aren't even comparable.
Well, I'm afraid that LL verse at the end, it becomes about, please don't judge a book by its cover.
Right.
And it becomes about, like, don't judge me and I'll forgive history. And that's where things get a little too simplistic, I think. And LL's a great lyricist. This is not his finest moment. But here's the thing. This song is about walking into a Starbucks wearing a Leonard Skinner T-shirt, and it is about the unintentional consequences of that. And the character in this Paisley song says, I'm trying to look at things from another point of view. Now, that's an important dialogue that he needs to open. He wants people to talk. That's the nature of the song. Well, he's done it.
Mm-hmm. And country music, you know, I mean, will take on, and I think more modern country music has taken on a lot of issues that are in the news, per se, controversial issues, I think, in some ways, to garner attention.
I suppose so. I mean, I think this is actually, and Paisley said, this is actually a little bit out of his life. He took flack on Twitter for wearing an Alabama T-shirt. He loves the band Alabama. He's taken flack for playing the Obama inauguration.
Yeah.
People have called him out on Twitter a number of times, and this is part of his response.
Thank you, Jolie. You have last word, and at least we're talking. Brad Paisley says with his new song with LL Cool J called The Accidental Racist, it was meant to continue the discussion about race relations in America. But, of course, a lot of critics are having problems with the song's message of let's let bygones be bygones. Now, Sherry, you have some of the lyrics. Please, enlighten us.
Yeah, let me see. Brad Paisley says, I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland trying to understand what it's like not to be. I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done. He says, our generation didn't start this nation, and we're caught between Southern pride and Southern blame. And then LL Cool J says, so when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy your beer, conversate, clear the air, but I see that red flag, and I think you wish I wasn't here. And this is the repose. If you don't judge my do-rag, I won't judge your red flag. If you don't judge my gold chains, I'll forget the iron chains. Can't rewrite history, baby. So that's some of the lyrics of the song.
And, you know, it's an ambitious subject, and that's why it's getting criticism. You're talking about, you know, one of the great disgraces of this country, slavery. So to put it in a song is rather a facile idea. You know, it's like when Django Unchained got into trouble. Of course, he was trying to be satirical, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mel Brooks famously said he could not do Blazing Saddles today. So
it's two sides. One is we have to remember the Holocaust. There are people who say it didn't happen, forget it. We have to remember slavery. We must remember our history. On the other hand, then it's saying, but we don't have to dwell on it. We can know that it's there and not constantly having it pushed in our faces.
Whose face?
What he is saying now is let bygones be bygones. And he's talking in general.
Can I interrupt? Because, you know, in terms of the Holocaust, you know, the mantra is never forget. So you don't forget. You have to remember. You have to bring it up.
No, I said that. I said you do not forget it.
Right.
You do not forget it.
But
what he is saying is don't constantly dwell on the injustices. Can we not move on?
No, I think he's saying, why don't we talk about this? I actually think if these two men, if Brad Paisley and LL Cool J, two of the greats in music, right, leaders in their industries, can't come together and have a musical conversation about really a judgment that's occurring now,
yeah,
we're in big trouble.
But,
people
but
have an issue with this song.
A little
right?
bit of the problem that I have is because I think a lot of people agree with Brad Paisley that I'm a Southerner, I have Southern pride, I'm not racist. But I think in some of the lyrics that LL Cool J is talking about, it's a little unequal because he's saying, you know, don't judge my saggy pants, don't judge my gold chains. A lot of black people don't wear saggy pants or gold chains, so you can't make a truth off of 2 out of 10
black people. Not everybody in the
people.
South has a red flag, and not everybody in the South has a cowboy hat.
He's talking about the Southern
what
pride.
But they're both talking about generalities, and basically they're saying, hey, We both have issues we need to resolve. Nobody is ever going to forget slavery. It's not going to go away. And it is going to keep coming up, as we saw. We, for a long time, I think a lot of folks thought, all right, we're in a good place. And then, you know, we got a black president, and we started hearing stuff we hadn't heard in ages. And you know, not just black people hearing it, but white people were going, what the hell? When did we slip backwards?
Yeah.
So the conversation has to continue to happen. And I'm very proud of the both of them for at least beginning the conversation. Because it hasn't been had for a long time.
I mean, they just did a study that in Austria, more than 50% of the people believe that Hitler was good for the country. I mean, people, it's like the same old, same old. People do not learn. So it has to be brought up constantly.
Right. That's why this is a good song, because they're actually having the conversation.
Yeah. But, exactly. Yeah. I mean, the fact is, these are very important men. These are gifted men.
Yeah.
And they're saying, let's hear it.
Let's continue to talk.
Let's continue to talk. Let's continue to talk, boy. You know, so I would say it's a color barrier. Blacks feel one way and whites feel the other way. But let me give my little Republican friend that called me, that was tripping on me yesterday for this show. This is what he had to say about it. Listen to him again. I played it earlier.
So on Twitter, I just saw the term accidental racist trending. I thought to myself, how the fuck are you accidentally racist? This must be some leftist trend about some politically incorrect Republican. Turns out it's about this country song by Brad Paisley featuring LL Cool J, of all fucking people. Now, country and hip-hop have a lot in common, I think, anyway. You know, people bitching and complaining about how hard their lives are in a rhythmic manner. And I actually enjoy both genres, hard as some people might find that to believe. And I have seen some mixing of genres work out rather well in some cases, mostly with rap and rock. Jay-Z and Linkin Park come to mind. Onyx and Biohazard is another great example. I also think it was a noble effort to address the issue. If you're not familiar with the song, I encourage you to check it out. Just search Accidental Racist on YouTube and you'll find it. But here's a brief summary of the plot. Brad Paisley is apologizing to this black dude who served him at Starbucks because he had a Confederate flag on his shirt. He goes on to apologize for slavery and all the other things that white guilt stems from. Then LL Cool J chimes in, and political incorrectness and shot value aside, I really just like to point out that the rhythm didn't even work. It's like LL Cool J had recorded his part on a tape recorder and Brad Paisley did his best to play guitar around it and failed miserably. It was fucking ridiculous. If you don't judge my durag, I won't judge your red flag. If you don't judge my gold chain, I'll forget about the iron chains. It was sickening. I had douche chills from this. LL Cool J goes on to thank Abraham Lincoln for freeing him, as if the Civil War had anything to do with slavery, or as if LL Cool J had to be freed therefrom. And this Southern rebel just goes along with it as if he never heard the true story. Please, country music and hip-hop music, despite their similarities, just don't seem to go together. And if there was ever any hope of that going together, this song just fucking murdered it. Fuck your white guilt, Brad Paisley. Fuck your dumbass flag. And all the ones the kids in public schools will salute today. Government is slavery. I don't care what flag you wear. I'm offended by all oppression, whether it lets you own me or them own us. People are not property, and all governments claim ownership over their citizenry. And LL Cool J, you think Lincoln freed you? No, he just made your slavery much more productive and enjoyable. I know you're writing huge checks to the IRS and that the IRS is using that money to murder people overseas. You think you're free? You're not, and neither am I. And not you, nor I, nor any of our ancestors were ever free. Freedom is the future. There is no record of it in recorded history. So Brad and LL, you guys want to make a song about bridging the gap between races? How about making a song where all men are actually created equal? A song where no man has the legal authority to steal from another man just because he calls it taxation? How about making a song where people are actually free and not subject to the whims of some group of men hundreds of miles away who use violence to impose their will? In short, how about you make a song about anarchy?
We're not going to deal with anarchy right now, my friend, but we will be back. Excuse me for the frog throat. We will be back in a moment. 347-838-9825. Jim Lee's Underground Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. Superman was killed in Dallas. There's no love left in the palace. Someone took the Beatles' lead guitar.
Have another Chevy's Regal. You're 12 years old and sex is legal. Your parents don't know where or who you are. Used to be the hero of the ball game. Took the time to shake the loser's hand. Used to be that failure-only man just didn't try. In a world where people gave a damn. Great big wars in little places. Look at all those frightened faces. But don't come here, we just don't have the room.
Love thy neighbor's wife and daughter. Cleanse your life with holy water. Don't need to pay. We've got a few. Used to be a knight in shining armor. Didn't have to own a shiny car.
Dignity and courage were the measure of a man. Not the drugs he needs to hide the scars. Whoa, 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 whoa. Can you teach your read? Don't you preach your pray? Don't your president have soul? Have you heard a real good ethnic joke today? Mama took her seat and Daddy ran away. But you mustn't lose control.
Let's cut a class.
I got some grass.
The kids are wild, we just can't tame them. Do we have the right to blame them? What the hell? They're too young to feel pain. No, but I believe that love can save tomorrow.
No, I believe the truth can make us free. Someone tried to say it, and we nailed him to a cross.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and homeownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangseal.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes, with no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Yeah, the other day we was dealing with that Cuba and Beyonce situation, and I had a clip I wanted to play. I'm going to play it right now, but I, you know, it might be old news, but you know, they old news, but I wanted to get out the way because it's old business and we're going to have New Music Thursday tomorrow, so. Let me get this in out the way. Now, this was on The View, too. It's a hot topic about Jay-Z and Beyonce in Cuba.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are under fire for celebrating their fifth wedding anniversary with a trip to Cuba. Now, Senator Marco Rubio and other Florida reps claim the whole point of the U.S. travel ban is to make sure American money doesn't support the Castro regime. Any feeling?
Did they have the same feeling when Rodman went to North Korea? I mean, the people can go wherever they want.
That's another thing.
Well, they gave him a little flack, but they seem to be under fire.
I don't think they took Rodman as seriously as they did.
Why?
You know,
why not? You have
North
to require
way more dangerous than Cuba.
Well, no, hang on a minute. There were. I think you cannot diminish actually the amount of people that have shed blood under the Cuban regime, and also a bunch of Americans here.
I think the regime
that
is not the same now, and
no,
I think you can.
No,
and they also
this
went, and they also went in the cultural exchange,
yeah,
and they did it
no
legitimately. I mean, I'm not saying that Fidel Castro was, you know, that he didn't abuse in many ways his people, but I think that we have we're beyond the embargo now, and I mean, you
but
know, we recognize
legal
China, and yet we're still embargoing Cuba. It doesn't make a
we're
lot of sense.
Legally beyond it, though, there are still restrictions. You can travel under a general, you can get a general permit, right? So
yes.
I think
and
less clear
and
is
cultural
what
cultural exchange. You can also
you
go
can
culturally.
They
so
may
well, yes.
There will still be question, though, as to should they have gone morally, right, ethically, and then also whether the people around them also had permits. How did they fly in? Did they get a permit for a plane if it was private? All these things are going to be investigated. I mean, this is not the first
but
time beyond the
why I'm not sure why, because the truth of the matter is we have been talking over the last 3 or 4 years about getting this embargo removed because so much has changed in Cuba. Now, I understand that maybe he's upset, but this is artists have been going to Cuba for the last
30 years.
He served as a guest of honor at a cigar industry event in Havana.
I think that's
it. They went on a cultural exchange.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go to Cuba. Citizens ordinarily cannot go to Cuba.
Right.
You can go to Canada, which does not have an embargo. You can fly. So it may be that we should, at this point, instead of investigating them, investigate the whole reason for the embargo and what it does and how it stops the Cuban government from being the government that it is now.
It really hurts the people who are living there. That's always the people who get eaten are the regular people. Well, no, because
they're trying to prevent U.S. dollars from being spent on a regime that may be causing harm to its people as a justified. That's why we have
the thing. If that were the case, then we would be sitting in the U.N. saying to the rest of the world, listen, stop taking your German, Italian, Greek. We are the only country that that has the embargo. Everybody goes. So
we're the only country who jumps in first to help a nation that can't help themselves.
We are embargoing them because we dislike what you feel is disagree with their form of government. But we are very friendly with China.
Yeah.
We don't mind their socialist government.
We do.
You know?
So I don't make the rules. I'm just talking about them.
I know. You're presenting your point of view, which is different from our point.
Yeah.
I think what we should be doing is trying to find out why we have the embargo now and what good it is doing and how it is helping us.
You interviewed Fidel Castro.
Yes, I did.
So wasn't that against the rules at that time?
No, because I went as a journalist. There are certain ways in which I
there are loopholes everywhere, but I think.
You can go almost anywhere if you're a journalist because you're going to report.
Right.
Providing you're doing it seriously, you can't pretend to be a journalist.
You crossed the Bay of Pigs with Fidel.
That's right. And you're right. It is something that we have to either decide that we're going to keep going or we're going to talk about it. I kind of think it's time to maybe start at least a discussion.
We've actually lifted a lot of the restrictions that were in place prior to this administration.
No, it's not, because Fidel Castro is no longer in power. You know what it really is?
What is it
really? Well, I think it's really the votes in the state of Florida, where there are many Cuban people who still feel very strongly, the older ones, and so on. And it's, at each time a new president came in, there was a discussion about what about Cuba.
Right.
But the president wants to win the state of Florida.
Right.
And so that's still in play.
Well, let's see how it rolls, because I'm sure this story is going to go on and on like a fart in a dust storm.
Yeah, people forget that Ozzie Guillen lost his job with the Florida Marlins just by saying Fidel was cool. Be back in a minute, everybody. Just meeting, barely touching each other.
yesterday's election and came and went, everybody. It was very interesting election. You know, it was very interesting. Let me see. In the suburban precincts, out of 263 precincts counted, Robin Kelly got 79% of the vote. Paul McKinley, the Republican, got 14%. Lee Allen, who was on here, he got 1%. Curtis Lang, he got none. Marcus Lewis, it's funny. Marcus Lewis, another independent, he got 1%. And Elizabeth Liz, Power Hike, independent, got 2%. Now, those are percentage tiles. Let me get you the actual numbers, and I'll go up. Liz got 1,189 votes. Marcus Lewis got 811 votes. Curtis Lang got 274 votes. Lee Allen, 603. The Republican, 6,566. Did well out there. Surprising. 6,566. He did well. He did better than I thought he would do. Let me see. Was it strong votes? Where was Paul McKinley's strong suit at? Let me look down here in suburban areas. Let me see. Where was this boy blowing up? What? Well, I guess so. Looking at suburban numbers, he was really doing well. Was in suburban? He getting votes in the hundreds, and the 30s, and the 40s, and the 50s. So I guess they was they was filling him. Let me look at the city votes. Out of 120,000 votes, 120,000 registered voters, only 13,000 voted in the city. Only 13,000 voted in the city. Now, Paul only got 565 votes, but Robin got 12,316. 12,000 votes. 120,000 registered voters, she only got 12,000 votes. As a matter of fact, she only got 36,000 votes in the suburbs. So she really, if you want to look at the total turnout in the suburbs, there are 1 million. 1,455,446 registered voters. Out of that, 274,000 came out. 19% of the vote came out. Why am I saying these numbers? Why am I bringing this up? Because to me, it speaks of silence. Does the great Robin Kelly, the newly elected congressman of the 2nd Congressional District, does she have the voice of the people? Or will the people be saying what Stevie Wonder said in basically 8 months, because you got to file again for Congress? You ain't done nothing yet. You ain't done nothing.
We are amazed, but not alone. Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
Are you the parent of a troubled teen, or you just want to have a closer relationship with your child? If so, sign up for our free webinar called 5 Easy Tips to Effective Communication with Your Teen right now, hosted by teen expert Release Henry. Log on to successfulteenparenting.com/webinar.
In this, her first romance novel, State of Ecstasy, Jew Ephraim finds passion on the lush island of Martinique. Reminiscent of the works of Clépas and Lawrence, Jew Ephraim's rich emotional landscape delivers an achingly accessible complexity that makes State of Ecstasy steamy, provocative, and fresh, and its author a forceful new voice who brings an entirely new level of heat to romance. With her soon-to-be-released paranormal novel, Ephraim is giving us a brand new insight into this genre. Find her books on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever books are sold.
Do you hear that sound? Well, that's the sound of back pain. Are you tired of nagging and persistent back pain? Whether you're suffering from a chronic condition or a recent injury, don't fret. Chiropractic has proven to be a natural and holistic alternative to pain medications and surgical procedures. Visit Dr. Todd Tucker at our Water Tower location on Chicago's Magnificent Mile for a free consultation and exam. Call 888-535-2381 to get started with your personalized treatment plan. That's 888-535-2381. Call now.
When were you last on an amazing vacation? I'm Tracy Lewis, leisure travel specialist with Pogo World Travel, and I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go it alone when planning the vacation of a lifetime. So the next time you're looking for expert advice on that perfect vacation, you've got Pogo World Travel every step of the way. Visit our website at gowithpogo.com today and find out why they say, go with Pogo World Travel and discover your dream of vacation come true.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Risen, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Risen offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Walking down the street now is a dangerous thing. There are drug dealers, crack houses, gang members, and crackheads. People fighting, cursing, and killing too. So much chaos, we don't know what to do. But if people only knew that they are hurting little children, if they could only see what our community could be. When in confrontation, 1, stay calm. 2, try to say something positive. 3, tell the person what's on your mind. 4, ask if the person understands. 5, thank the person for listening if you can. Come on, y'all, let's be an example. It has to start somewhere. How about now? For more information on ways to prevent violent crimes, contact Totally Positive Productions at 773-488-9553. Thank you.
What was inside of Hydea that connected her with individuals who had never met her? Some saw her pictures, some saw her beautiful smile, others simply heard her name. Yet they were deeply moved and touched by Hydea. What drawing power did she embody? It was her inner light radiating outward and connecting with humanity's inner light. Light has power and is a potent force. It has been demonstrated by the outpouring of love from people across the globe. Hydea's light has touched individuals, mothers, fathers, families, groups, organizations, as well as governments across this planet. If this does not demonstrate the power of light and love, then we are a people who are deeply cloaked in darkness. If we have not sensed that we have been touched by something other than the physicality, then we are a civilization that has profoundly disconnected from our God, our Creator. Hydea's inner light shined forth, touched, and caused mankind to feel an inner awakening and a sense of love. Love for a 15-year-old girl that most had never seen, but has deeply felt her. Ask yourselves the question, why do I feel like this for this little girl? What is it about her that begs that we pay attention? It is the inner light of spirit that emanates from Hydea. It radiates outward to humanity, firmly conveying the idea that it is time for us to hear the call and seek our very own inner light. The environment is ripe for change, but the winds of time will weaken its usefulness and it will lose its value. We cannot allow darkness to prevail. We must be the light. Be it a flicker, dimly lit, or a blazing flame, it must be ignited collectively to be effective. If we look within with a deep knowing that we have an inner light, it will be fueled by our Creator until it becomes a full force, a powerful light. Hydea's light has proven to be potent. We are ready as a people to connect with her light and pour it forth until it's. We are ready as a people to connect with her light and pour it forth until its brilliance transmutes all darkness. The light has been dim across this globe. Therefore, the darkness of violence and hatred has been allowed to prevail. The evil of darkness has no form and no real order. Darkness only is. Light can pursue darkness. Darkness cannot pursue light. Light can be any direction. It can diffuse the very essence of darkness. Then darkness, comprised of many fears, will retreat. It must flee. Love and light disperse of many fears will retreat, it must flee. Love and light disperses darkness. What did mankind do before fire was discovered? He used his own inner light. Light should never worry about darkness. Darkness should worry about light. We must rediscover our own inner light because it is potent. It is clothed, planted with grace, with her beauty. She fed her inner light until it became so brilliant that it touched the heart of this planet. 15-year-old Idea has led the way. She has lit the path for us. Traveling this path, we may not be able to take a quantum leap. Maybe we can only baby step our way, yet we must move forward. It starts right here in me, and it starts in you. We all have carried our darkness, but we must allow the light. As Hydea has illuminated the path, we see, we feel, we have a deep knowing that we must act now. We must walk this path together while Hydea's light is still in full force. Darkness cannot exist where light is. Darkness must show itself that light may disperse it. If darkness is not seen, then how shall it be diffused? We must look at darkness with no fear, even our own very personal darkness. We must acknowledge it so that we may shine our own inner light upon it. Darkness must be confronted now. Hydea lovingly talked about her circle of friends, comprised of children of different races and cultures. Rest assured, people, that she has carried this very ideal onward. I have a deep feeling that Hydea, the light bearer, is holding the light as well as the hands of the children who have succumbed to violence across Chicago, from the West Coast to the East Coast, from Columbine to Connecticut, and all the children across this planet who have perished at the hands of violence. They are a collective moving upward and forward, all carrying the light, illuminating the path before us. Hydea's light is a powerful force that energizes the wind beneath her wings. As she takes flight, let not her ascension be void of action. Let us blaze forth the full force of our light, marching behind the young light bearers, such as Hydea, the light.
Hallelujah. Yeah, accent erasing lyrics called uproar. I'm still getting hits on that. Yeah, that was my lady Linda Wilkes. She's Hydea Pendleton's, it popped right there, jury pool for Jackson's Death Steel Child Grows 81. But anyway, the first lady was in town today, and she spoke about Hydea Pendleton. I wanted to have Miss Linda Wilkes, she was there, and to get a reaction. I might have her on Monday and see if we can get a reaction to that. But, you know, her name was mentioned today, so I'd like to mention it with everybody else that mentioned it. To the martyr that passed away.
of the stars conjunctioning Mona. Look to a constellation now. Do we have a combination now, Mona? You're the queen of the stars.
Be debuting. You might have my man Big Blue Williams checking in. I'm going to see about that. He might be listening to some new music. See if he can sign some people up. We got some cats from Natty Entertainment. Might be bringing them on also. Also, we got a coffee, tea, and conversation with Dorothy Tillman Saturday. And I wonder, will this song still be number one tomorrow? 347-838-9825 to get your votes in. JimmyTheUnderground@gmail.com to get your votes in. Jimmy Underground Radio Network on Facebook to get your votes in for this cut right here. Will it be number one again tomorrow?
Hey, let's go to McDonald's.
You're gonna work for me until I tell you to quit.
You don't own me, pig, and no motherfucker tells me when I can split.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
I'm talking to you, redneck faggot.
Here I sit, eating Christmas dinner leftovers. Constantly toting bullshit on my shoulders. I'm frigid. Heart keeps getting colder. Solving the case, the truth is getting closer. Shit on these dudes on the bus to your Range Rover. Similar to Jigga on niggas, I take over. Mr. 4655, please move over. Always survive the floods of madness like Noah. White boy goose and your crew, a bunch of jokers. This goes for all of y'all, I'm hanging up wanted posters. Mad coy won't happen until if you get focused. Play the enemy and feel the wrath of Black Sosa. Fuck your best friend over the sofa. Bend her over. Kids were sleeping, had to sneak out. Beautiful weekend. And if she was to call now, I would do it again. Violent bars, so please stop with the grins. You whispering niggas bleed milk like Sean Penn. Eyes to the sky like God, where have you been? They got kids, instead I kill them with a pen. Fuck all you bitter bitches who can't recognize we're men. I'm bitten, a few names will be mentioned. If you cross that line, I will attack, no restrictions. Steven, I would have took you off this planet if it wasn't for your cousin. While all you young niggas wanna die trying to prove something. Bumbling niggas can't handle me. On 131, he created a masterpiece. I ask myself, why the fuck are y'all mad at me? Don't be surprised when I start speaking my piece. Kids, mama talking shit, wanna check her cavities. Nah, I won't do the penitentiary. I apologize for my people, I owe money. Mayday, mayday, they burned down the cafe. Damn, these are the last days. Before I leave, I want my own show, Ray J. Can't do shit, nay, nay. Confused pretty bitches, you can get the payday. I'm so fly, Mr. O'Hare, midway. Learn from me, no replay to sensei. The be mad, cause I have kids now. Like dogs and strangers, bitch, get down. Just Mag and Millie, you motherfuckers are loud. Leave with both of y'all, put something in your mouth. I'm tired of the nonsense, this is free music. And no, it's not convict, out like Mike Vick. Full-fledged lyricist, complicated like pyramids. God damn it, y'all got me irritated. Any challenge in front of me, nigga, I will face it. And leave you looking stupid till they say go get a facelift.
We leave you looking stupid till they say go get a facelift. Ooh, I'm venting number one on the charts. I ain't got the week, so we'll see how it goes down. Been a good week for news. Someone said, how come I didn't deal with North Korea? I'm not even giving them that a benefit of the doubt. I'm not even looking their way. I'm still looking at Timbuktu and Mali and what's going on in North Africa and uprising in Egypt and what's really happening in Syria. My mind's somewhere else on that, so that's what I'm on right there. So, you know, I'm not trying to, being all funny and stuff like that, but that's where my mind is at. And I am on this Growth and Opportunity Project, so, you know, I got some information about that coming up soon, so stay tuned for that. Like always, this is Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio Network. All we want is love, peace, and soul and happiness for everybody. And so, like I always say, good night, and may your God be with you. Anybody get any more comments on that LL Cool J piece? Nobody? Okay, good. No one has no comments on LL Cool J piece. Yeah, I didn't know who that dude Brad Paisley was, but if you wanted black folks to know who you was, you wanted to get in the mix so that you was not a racist, that President Obama picked a good guy to go to the White House, then I know you now. And I guess every black person in America knows you now. So to Brad Paisley and LL Cool J and everybody out there listening, good night, and may your God be with you because mine is with me. May the Most High be with all.
Bucks down on me. I hope you understand. When I put on that t-shirt, the only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinner fan. The red flag on my chest somehow is like the elephant. I just walked him right in the room. Just a proud rebel son with an old can of worms. Looking like I got a lot to learn. But from my point of view, I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland. Trying to still sifting through rubble after 150 years. I try to put myself in your shoes, and that's a good place to begin. It ain't like I can walk a mile in someone else's skin, 'cause I'm a white man
everything we've done. And it ain't like you and me can rewrite history. Our generation didn't start the nation. We're still paying for the mistakes that a bunch of folks made long before we came. And caught somewhere between
Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me, I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air. But I see that red flag, and I think you wish I wasn't here. If you don't judge my new rag, I won't judge your red flag. Dixon needs some fixing.
I hope you understand what this is all about.
Quite frankly, I'm a black Yankee, but I've been thinking about this lately.
I'm a son of the new South.
The past is the past, you feel me?
And I just want to make things right.
Let bygones be bygones.
For all that's left. Southern pride.
R.I.P. Robert E. Lee. But I gotta thank Abraham Lincoln for freeing me. Dummy. It's real. It's real.